Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today the 15th para will be recited, the 15 juz. The entire Surah Bani Israel will be recited, and Surah Kahf, portion of Surah Kahf will also be recited today. Opening verses of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu alladhi asra bi abdihi, those ayat there, the beginning ayat of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alludes to the incident of Mi'raj, the greatest miracle, one of the greatest miracles that took place, exclusive miracle to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that great bounty and favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a portion of a night took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa, Bayt al-Muqaddas, and from there to the seven heavens and beyond, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever of his magnificent celestial creations, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this trip, on this journey of Mi'raj, had the opportunity of being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And we understand that on this journey of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given some gifts for this ummah. One of the greatest gifts that was given to this ummah on this night of Mi'raj, on this journey of Mi'raj, was the gift of the 5 daily Farz Salah. And it is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand every year we hear this in that 27th Rajab Bayan, that it was supposed to be 50 Salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced it to 5 Salah, but we still get the sawab of that 50 Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, so kind, and so gracious to us, yet we find it difficult even to fulfill those 5 Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us that alhamdulillah now in the month of Ramadan, we see the masjid for Fajr Salah, 6 safs, 6 and a half safs, 7 safs, mashallah. So it just shows us automatically that what a large male Muslim population we have here in Spingo Beach that can fill the masjid not only on the days of Ramadan, but throughout the year, inshallah. So we make a niyat that as we are coming for the Fajr Salah and all the other salahs during the month of Ramadan, we'll try and come. We make this one. If we're making other niyats, let's make this one niyat strong that inshallah, for the rest of our lives, we will not let one salah go with jamaat, with takbira ula, wherever we are, inshallah. The other gift that was bestowed upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the gift of the closing ayat of Surah Baqarah from Aman al-Rasulu until the end. Very, very mubarak, blessed ayat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a gift exclusive to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third gift that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given on this night of Mi'raj is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their major sins if they repent and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, also in the opening verses of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned to them that they will cause mischief on the earth two times, and they will express their haughtiness and their pride to the highest level, and then how a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come unto them twice. So the first punishment came and their powerful forces were unleashed over them, which destroyed and looted and plundered all of their belongings, etc. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again gave them control, gave them their power, etc. And again they transgressed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought another against them, where again they were plundered and looted, and the Bayt al-Maqdis was taken away from their custody. We understand from the Mufassirun that the systems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the protection and preservation of Baytullah and for the preservation of Bayt al-Muqaddas are vastly different. Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has undertaken to divinely protect it until the day of Qiyamah, no matter what the condition of the ummah may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has undertaken to protect the Kaaba, as we see from the incident of the Kabul field, where they came to destroy the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his arrangements to protect the Baytullah, and this until the day of Qiyamah, that no kafir will ever be able to take custody away. However, the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in place for Baytul Muqaddas is vastly different. Baytul Muqaddas, the control of Baytul Muqaddas in the hands of the Muslim Ummah is depending on the level of Iman and Amal in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Ummah of them is is the iman is strong and they are on amal, they are doing the actions that are bringing down the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are living their lives in accordance to the hukam and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Baytul Muqaddas will be. However, if their lives are otherwise and they are living lives following the ways of the Yahud and the Nasara and living to their own whims and fancies, then unfortunately the control of Baytul Muqaddas will be taken away from the Muslims. And we see this even last night. Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa was attacked. Those that were in the masjid were also attacked, etc. So we all have to introspect. This is not only for the people of Palestine. This is not only for the Muslims that are living in Sham. This is for every Muslim from the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to look into our lives. The first way in which we can help Masjid al-Aqsa, instead of putting up slogans and placards and posting things, the first way that we can assist Masjid al-Aqsa is by introspecting and changing our own lives and becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.